8 Times the Biden Administration Pushed the Transgender Agenda on Children. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on December 25, 2023. Normalizing gender dysphoria quickly became a top priority of the Biden administration, particularly in 2023. But perhaps what made it seem worse was the overt targeting of children, as the Democrats' administration made clear several times throughout the year. Here are 8 instances of the Biden administration promoting and even championing gender confusion on society's most vulnerable and sometimes going as far as scolding parents who oppose his agenda. 1. Biden's Pride Month Proclamation. President Biden kicked off what society has deemed Pride Month in June with a proclamation, which he used to lambaste states that have taken action to protect children from the leftist ordained practice of mutilating their God-given bodies in the name of gender affirmation. More specifically, Biden's proclamation on lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex Pride Month 2023 claimed that the nation is at an inflection point as it faces state-level laws to protect children. These, according to Biden's proclamation, are hateful. In 2023 alone, state and local legislatures have already introduced over 600 hateful laws targeting the LGBTQ+ community. Books about LGBTQ+ people are being banned from libraries. Transgender youth in over a dozen states have had their medically necessary health care banned. Biden's proclamation read, asserting that homophobic and transphobic vitriol spewed online has spilled over into real life. It remains unclear how preventing a 6-year-old from undergoing life-altering surgery to change their gender, a biological impossibility, is actually hateful. 2. They're all our kids. That same month, Biden released a Pride clip on social media in which he stated that LGBTQ+ children were, inexplicably, all our kids. This communal line of thinking is not new when it comes to leftist politicians, who often oppose policies, such as parental rights, showing that they truly believe it is they, not parents, who know what is best for America's children. These are our kids. These are our neighbors. Not somebody else's kids, they're all our kids, Biden said in the clip shared on social media. And our children are the kite strings that hold our national ambitions aloft. It matters a great deal how we treat everyone in this country. LGBTQ+ Americans, especially children, you are loved, you are heard, and this administration has your back, he adds. 3. Biden's topless LGBT White House celebration. Biden hosted what was considered to be the largest so-called Pride Month celebration in history at the White House. Unfortunately for Biden, this supposedly family-friendly LGBT event took an unexpected turn and was lately overshadowed by transgender activists, namely, Rose Montoya, bearing their topless chests for all to see. It remains unclear what message the Biden administration believes was sent to children, although the individuals involved were banned from future events after significant backlash. 4. Summer of Pride. Admiral Rachel Levine, Biden's Transgender Assistant Secretary for Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, opted to declare the entire summer a summer of pride as June inevitably reached its end. This is the same Levine, a man who believes he is a woman, who pushed doctors and pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for the transgender agenda last year. Watch, Rachel Levine pushes doctors, pediatricians to be proactive ambassadors for trans ideology. HHS also promoted Levine and the entire concept of the Summer of Pride. 5. Hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and surgeries are medically necessary for trans youth. This remark was also made in 2023, although Levine used the term gender-affirming care, which is still leftist speak for hormone therapy, puberty blockers, and sex change surgery. Such care is medically necessary, safe and effective for transgender and non-binary youth and adults, Levine stated, ignoring the exhaustive studies suggesting otherwise. Related, HHS's Levine can't limit gender-affirming care to adults because puberty is hard, especially if it's the wrong one. 6. Biden stigmatizes parents who shield their children from trans ideology. Such individuals, he suggested, are hysterical and prejudiced. We have some hysterical, and I would argue prejudiced, people who are engaged in what you see going on around the country, he said, speaking ahead of the White House Pride Month celebration. It's an appeal to fear, and it's an appeal that is unjustified and ugly. It's wrong, Biden continued. It's wrong that extreme officials are pushing hateful bills, targeting transgender children, terrifying families and criminalizing doctors. These are our kids, these are our neighbors. It's cruel and it is callous, he added. 7. Wheels will turn on transgender surgery for minors. Once again, the Biden administration official Rachel Levine pushed the trans ideology on children, asserting that wheels will turn on accepting transgender transitions for children, making the remarks during a stop at the Connecticut Children's Medical Center. These so-called treatments, including surgeries, are actually just forms of medical care, mental health care, and suicide prevention care, Levine claimed. Related, Rachel Levine, gender-affirming care is literally suicide prevention care. I think that it's not going to be politically advantageous. It wasn't particularly in 2022. And so I think that as we look to all the different elections in 2024, I think the next 2 years are going to be challenging, Levine continued. But I am positive and optimistic and hopeful that the wheel will turn after that and that this issue won't be as politically and socially such a minefield. 8. Federal agencies promote the cause. Several federal agencies, including the Department of State, Department of Justice, and Department of Transportation, joined in with Biden in celebrating Pride this year, posting pictures of the rainbow flag and, in some cases, the Progress Pride flag, which includes additional colors for minorities and transgender individuals who felt left out.